Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes.
Hey guys, Gavin Symes here from the Foundry Group with this episode of Coaching in Your Car. So, I'm on my way to my first appointment today. Over in Parramatta in New South Wales. As I was leaving the house today, pretty sombering sort of experience, my son said to me, "Oh, do you have to go to work?" And he's three years old now, and he didn't want me to go to work today. And I suppose lately I have been working a lot, and they notice it. They definitely notice it. And you don't realize they notice it until they start making comments. Or like the other day, he picked up just something off the floor. I can't even remember what it was. Maybe it was a calculator or something. He picked it up, put it towards his ear, and started talking on the phone about stuff that I was talking about to a client a couple of days earlier. And my client rang me after hours, so I was just picking up the phone and helping them. And my son obviously saw it, and he was just mimicking what I was doing. And that got me thinking about, you know, what's really important in life, and that family, to me especially, is just the most important thing. So I'm going to make sure that after today's appointments that I try and knock off early and spend some time with my two sons and with my wife, so that... So that I can get to enjoy the whole reason why I do all of this work. The reason why I brought this up is, you know, one of the quotes that I love saying is that, you know, as we get older, we don't grow up, we just get bigger. And so, you know, watching and mimicking and all of that stuff, I remember when I had 160 employees under me in my last business, and everyone was watching what I was doing like a hawk. So, you know, if I didn't wear a tie, they wouldn't wear a tie in the office. If I didn't wear a suit jacket, they wouldn't wear a suit jacket. And I sort of just played it out to see how far I could get it to go. And one day I turned up to the office in shorts, t-shirt and thongs. And on on a Friday we used to have casual dress Friday. So I turned up in shorts and a thongs and a t-shirt on Wednesday, and then that Friday like 25 of the guys thought it was okay to wear thongs. And that sort of just got me thinking that I'm always on display as I'm around, and I'm always the person that is being looked up to in some way, shape or form, and I set the rules. And it's so true, because I was talking to a client just yesterday, and he was saying the exact same thing. He's a tradesman, and he was wearing thongs in the ute as he's driving around to all of the different job sites, and got out of the ute, and then the next day one of his tradies is on site in thongs. And that's just a big no-no, because, you know, there's so many OH&S problems. You can get sued, there's liability, workers' comp, WHS, all those sort of problems. Now, if the owner of the business is doing it, then he's telling everyone that it's okay to do that. But he's also not going to sue himself, right? Where, as an employee, you sort of have to look after yourself. The employer has a duty of care. Sorry, I'm getting honked for no reason. Yeah, so the employer has a duty of care to make sure that person doesn't get hurt or injured, right? And you can't do that if you're just sitting around wearing thongs. So anyway, I suppose the takeaway from today is that everything that you do, your team members are watching. There are other people, other business owners, other people who aren't business owners that are looking up to you, because you might be their definition of success. So just keep that in mind next time when you're deciding, you know, how to act, what to wear, what to do, all that sort of thing, because at the end of the day, we are the sum of our reputation, and that's important. I'm not sure if this actual episode is going to make it to air. So if it does, and if you are listening to this, then congratulations. I've decided that it's worthy enough. Otherwise, it's probably going to end up in the bin, to be honest. Anyway, so I'll just... I'll do the sign off just in case. My name's Gavin Symes from the Foundry Group. This is Coaching in Your Car. If you have enjoyed today's episode, I fucking highly doubt it. If you have enjoyed today's episode, then share it with your friends. Get on and follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you can get notified about when I do new ones, which is regularly and all the time. They're not as bad as this, I promise. And otherwise, have a good one. Stay awesome, and I'll see you soon.